May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be always acceptable in your sight, O God, my strength and my redeemer. I'd like to ask a couple of you some questions. They're really easy questions, I promise. People sort of in the first half of the church, I'd just like to know where you were confirmed and in what denomination, if you were confirmed.
Right here.
Right here. Okay. Right here.
Right here.
Right here? Right here. Okay, it's just a pattern. Grand Rapids, Michigan, Christian Reform. Okay, North Shore Congregational. Right here. Well, let's put it this way. How many people were confirmed right here? It'd be the easier question to ask. Okay. Anybody Catholic? Confirmed Catholic? That's why I was confirmed. Okay. In the Episcopal Church? Methodist? Presbyterian? Okay. So what we have is a representation of the kingdom of God right here in this place. People from all over, probably all over the country, from all different denominations that we call Christian in this body, in this place. Our confirmands are a very good representative sample of this congregation and of the people of God as a whole. The confirmands, this year's group, as well as a couple of groups to come yet and the group ahead, their major formative event was 9/11. If you grew up in World War II, in the Depression era, that was your major formative event. And through that time, depending upon what your circumstances were, you probably learned to be frugal, to reuse and repair and not throw away, to make do with what you had, okay? All those things, because of the way that world event shaped you, it made you into the person that you were. You were also probably more connected with your community, possibly even more connected with your family, because sometimes families had to live 2 and 3 families into a house, and you had to depend on each other. If you lived through the Korean War or were a soldier or a veteran from that time, if you lived through, well, anybody here has just lived through Kennedy's assassination, the Vietnam War, all of those are formative events, and they make us who we are. The people whose major formative event was 9/11 have the characteristics of a lot more insecurity. They've witnessed a world that they thought was safe ripped out from under them on our own home turf. And that is very frightening. I've been listening to a lot of things on different programs about this generation. Okay? They've had to learn that the things they thought were the most stable, the things they thought were trusted, not so sure about anymore. They're a lot more isolated, because families move, our mobility, and all those kinds of things. So that when we think about that, how people are formed, it makes a difference how we look at people in the church. For example, people in the World War II generation tend to look at the younger generations as, well, they just throw away everything. They don't care about anything. They don't want to be connected to the church. They don't have any community. They don't care about their families. People in younger generations tend to look at some of the older generations and go, well, they're just cheap. They don't want to buy anything new. They don't have any new ideas. But when you step back and look at it, and you look at what has formed them, what has made them into the people that they are today, it's important to set that all in a context. The reason I bring that up and I say that is because I want you to know just how much this community, this body of people gathered from all different places, all different Christian traditions, some from no traditions at all, who've come as seekers, some on the very far left, some on the very far right, and everybody in between, have formed this particular class into who they are, just as much as 9/11 and any other of the other world events have. One of the perks I get, as in my position, is I get to work with the youth. I had this class for their first year. Barb and Katie has the kids the second year. Okay? But I've gotten to talk to a lot of the kids one-on-one over time. I've done some classes with them in the second year. And one of the privileges, I get to read their faith statements. And what I did this year with their faith statements is I took them and highlighted one, two, or three phrases that really struck me from their faith statements. And what I discovered was, I thought, something amazing. What I discovered is how formative this community has been for this particular group of people. And as I read their statements, I realized their statements all come down to faith, hope, and love. Faith, hope, and love. Those gifts that are given us by God, by the Spirit, and shown in the life of Jesus. I'm going to tell you, I told the kids I was going to use some of their words, but not identify who they were. These are some of the things that were written, and I put this in sort of the faith category. I didn't know what to expect of myself, of this confirmation class, or of my faith. I had absolutely no expectations. My faith evolved into something larger than me. I read that and I thought, wow, what an insight. My faith is not about me. It's about something larger. It's about the body of Christ, the people of God in this world. At the beginning, I believed religion was dead in the water. That was the start of the faith statement. Okay? A lot of people are struggling with that. I admire the honesty of this group. And here was a person who was willing to, despite all doubts, say, I'm going to sit and listen. I'm going to be open to what happens. I'm going to be open to what God works in me. I believed a lot of different things. This faith thing is a difficult concept. I'm not 100% sure of what I believe. And I bet there's a lot of adults in this place that can say that same thing too. This whole faith thing is really difficult. I'm not exactly sure what I believe anymore or how I believe it.